Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, brought to you by KeyBank. Indians getting a well-deserved day off, and amazing what that offense did over the weekend. Minnesota, of course, was scuffling, but the bottom line was, Terry, you hit with men in scoring position. You were able to string together consecutive hits, not once or twice, but all weekend long. How encouraged were you?
Yeah, it was good to see. I mean, it's been kind of a sore spot for the most of the year, you know, the inconsistencies. And then to put it together for 3 days, even though the first day we came up a little short, that was a big hole to dig out from. But it was fun to see, you know, guys have a little success, because then you see what it leads to. You know, guys running the bases and the enthusiasm. And even throughout the ballpark, I mean, we had good crowds. So it was really a good weekend. Now, the big thing now is carry it over and try to get going on a consistent basis. And again, you might not score 16. I get that. But just giving yourself a chance every night where you're putting some pressure on the other team.
You know, we talked the other day about Abraham Almonte, but one of your other newcomers was Chris Johnson. And as somebody said in baseball after the game, he watched Johnson and said, well, I don't know what his numbers were in Atlanta, but watching him, he still has bat speed.
That was the first thing we noticed was, you know, because when you haven't seen a guy for a while or they're nicked up or whatever, you kind of wonder, okay, are they losing their bat speed? And, man, his first swing was like, man, that's not an issue. You know, sometimes guys just get in ruts. We saw it happen here, and you can't dig out of it. And a simple change of scenery can give a guy a fresh start, and sometimes that's what they need.
Well, Terry, it wasn't 5 years ago. It was less than 2 years ago that he was second in the National League in hitting.
No, and we saw that when we were down there in Interleague. You know, he had a heck of a year. He's always been able to hit. You know, he's a little more versatile now than he used to be. He can play pretty good first base now. You know, like we talked about, he's going to go mess around in the outfield a little bit. But if you can hit, teams are going to find a place for you.
And it's something, too, that since Kip has been sidelined, even though Lonnie Chisenhall is not a leadoff hitter, he had a leadoff hitter type game the one time you put him there as far as walks, working the count, base hits. And it seems like Jose Ramirez has kind of followed that lead.
I think Jose has done a really good job, and he seems to understand when he is in the leadoff spot, he's seeing pitches, especially in that first at-bat. He's drawn a number of walks, but he's seen a lot of pitches. He's not just going up there swinging the first pitch, and that's important for a leadoff hitter. You know, obviously getting on base is important, but also trying to almost be like an advanced scout for the rest of the lineup can be so important for everybody.
What about this New York Yankee ball club?
You know, it's funny because I kept reading about before the year how they were supposed to win 72 games. I was kind of laughing. I thought, there's no way. Well, now they're proving it. And just like any team, when you start to have success, regardless of your resume or what you've done in the past, you start to build that confidence as a team. And, you know, Alex and Teixeira have come back in huge ways for them. And they're right in the middle of their order, and they're having big years again.
And I think sometimes people forget how good a player and hitter Mark Teixeira has been, because he was banged up for a couple of years. But, you know, he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
And that's what he said. He said it's a lot easier to play this game when you're not. You know, part of what happened is he plays anyway. Yeah. But if you're nicked up, it kind of starts to, you know, chip away at your production, because he has been so consistent for so long, and I mean at a high level.
How about the kid you're facing tonight, Severino? He's supposed to be one of their better prospects.
Yeah, he was kind of hands-off, and you can see why. He's got a really good arm. And I think he's probably still learning, you know, to command and everything, but he's got a big-time arm, and it looks like they're going to kind of watch him a little bit and try to balance him helping when in, but also his you know, newness to the league. But he's got a heck of an arm.
Tito, when Carlos Carrasco had a couple of no-hitters earlier this year, it seemed like it took something out of him the next start. That was not the case on this road trip. He had back-to-back near no-hitters in Oakland and Anaheim. Was that another step in his maturation?
I think that's a good point. I do. I think that's part of, you know, not having the letdown or not having a game and just kind of resting on it and, you know, taking that as a springboard and moving forward, because this game is so much, you know, what have you done for me lately? I mean, that's the way the game is. It's, you know, you got to do as good as you can and then move on quickly, or it kind of has a way of grabbing you and giving you a reality check.
That is Tribe Manager Tito Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and the Yankees coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. We talked about him a little last night in the pregame show, Terry, but he's one of the best fielding first basemen that this game has probably ever seen. He's a switch hitter with power. Mark Teixeira has been a special player.
And he's done it for a long time. And the level of consistency which he has done is really amazing. And the only time it's really gotten cut into or chipped away is when he's been injured, but he's played. And there's something to be said for that. But when he's not injured and he's healthy, he is a presence from both sides of the plate. And like you said, he's a Gold Glove caliber first baseman.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.